Our very own Alex from the Joe and Alex Show is changing the world 1 week at a time.
I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, I'm trying to make it sound cool. Alex signed up for the Fisher Citizen Police Academy, and if I got this right, it's pretty much like a 2 to 3 month course where you meet once a week and you kind of learn different stuff about like police work, investigations. You get to do a ride along, just kind of to be more informed. Is that right?
Dude, let me just tell you. Last night was my first class, and once a week you meet for 3 hours, so it's a long class.
It's a lot of time.
It is a lot of time that I'm dedicating to this, but you learn the ins and outs of all kinds of things that police do and all the different jobs in a police department and all kinds of stuff. And what's cool that I didn't know about Fishers right here in Indy is that they're... police department, they do like everything there. So not every police department has like the means of having like a whole forensics team, having like all these different departments. They have it all. So I got to walk through a forensic lab, last night, and I was geeking out.
Oh my God, and so many cases were now, and you know.
I think they were a little weirded out by me because they mentioned, they were like, why are you so obsessed with death? And I was like, I'm not.
Who mentioned that?
One of the cops. And I was like, I'm not obsessed with death. I just love murder and true crime, but like not in a weird like way, like I want to kill somebody, but I think they're a little scared of me. So, I mean, but what's new?
Did you tell them that or did they hear the show?
I think they asked what the reasons are that you're here. And I said, I'm obsessed with true crime. And then I told them how we do Murder Monday. And I was just talking about how I listen to all these murder podcasts. So I guess it could have come across that I'm obsessed
with
death.
So much evidence.
But it's not that I'm obsessed with death. I'm obsessed with not getting murdered. Like there's a difference there. But anyway, so last night we talked to a girl from the intelligence department, which is really cool. And she told us about what her job entails. And how basically her job is to sit behind a computer and a desk all day. And then when there's investigations going on or police need information on different criminals and stuff like that, if they say, I need to know everything about this guy in the last 10 years, like she has like, you know, 2 minutes to find everything about this guy in the last 10 years, those sort of things. She reminds me a lot of like Penelope Garcia from Criminal Minds. So I asked her, I said, wait a minute. It just came to me. I was like, have you guys solved any crimes recently in Indy because of Snapchat maps? And she said, yes.
Snap maps?
Snap maps have helped solve crimes. Like, they're looking
Turn
for somebody
off.
And
Turn
they can't
off.
Find them. And then they're like, wait, we'll just look on the Snap map. And then some idiot criminal is like hanging out. You can find exactly where they are. She said, since that has become a thing in Fishers, they have absolutely solved cases because of that. And I thought that was hysterical.
What did other people think? Like, did you go around the room when you were talking about your murder obsession and stuff?
One guy is retired. So he's an older gentleman. And he was like, you know, I'm retired and I thought this would be fun. There was like a 16-year-old girl and she didn't really say why she was doing it. I guess maybe she's interested in like being a police officer one day.
Maybe she killed a bunch of people too.
There's
trying to figure out how to get away with it.
A college kid is there. He is a criminal justice degree, so he's like, I thought this would be good supplemental information. And then some other people were just like, I was just interested. So I think most police departments do this, but you just have to figure out when the signups are.
Yeah, I don't think it's. I mean, like you brought it up, but like I'm sure you're right. They do it, but I haven't heard a lot about it before. Like I never heard like a bunch of stuff like, hey, sign up for this, you know, Citizens Police Academy.
Yeah. And when we were in the lab, I saw they have like, you know, they had a little bit of evidence. They had this thing called like, I don't remember what it was, like a drying cabinet. And so if somebody has wet evidence or if it's evidence with blood on it or things like that, they put it in this drying cabinet because you can't put something with bodily fluids on it or blood or whatever in an evidence bag. It'll get all moldy and gross. So you have to dry it out first, then put it in the evidence bag. So nothing I saw was gross. It was like contents from somebody's wallet. So it was like, you know, like a driver's license.
Did they just
checks.
Take like a fruit dehydrator kind of like they just throw it in there?
Essentially, it's like that. And I asked them, I was like, well, what's the biggest crime problem that you guys see in Fishers? Because I doubt it's homicide. You know, Fishers is like a white collar community. It's not like you've got a bunch of murders happening. They said they've only had 2 murders in the last 25 years. So not a lot. And one of them was last year and it was like a teenage kid.
Wait a minute. Who moved to Fishers last year?
It was me. It wasn't me. I wasn't the murderer.
It was Joe.
They
too.
Caught him.
Hey, I didn't do a damn thing. I'm barely Fishers. I almost claimed North. I'm on just above 96.
They caught the kid, but they were talking about how, you know, heroin is really the main problem.
Drugs.
Yeah, or like white collar crimes, I think, like embezzlement, mm-hmm. you know, fancy rich people crimes. I don't think that
they wish I had all that money to embezzle.
Yeah, so I don't think they have like a lot of like human trafficking things and stuff like that going on. But I am going to ask.
Okay, are you excited?
Because, you know, we've had listeners call us and tell us weird things about the Target and the Walmart there in Fishers about how there's been instances.
Did you ask them about that?
I haven't yet, but I'm okay. going to. They said there's been instances of human trafficking, so I'm about to find out, yo.
So you're going
to
stick with it another week?
Yes, and we're talking about how ride-alongs are going to start in the next couple weeks, and you do it on another day of the week for like 5 hours or something.
5 hours?
Yeah. 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, or no, 4 hours. It's a 4-hour ride-along, and I'm going to do it from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., so I'm hoping some juicy stuff happens. And I asked, can I Facebook Live for the radio station so that all of our listeners can see what's going on in the ride-along, and they said they think they can make that happen.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Let us know when that is, then.
I will.
Follow along on Alex's Fisher Citizen Police Academy journey. That's pretty cool.